So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, and pretty charge. Coming up with the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder, cause I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowd, make money, do what you honey, sign on a crap, do whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the game that we come and twist it. Nevertheless, you got the cold from the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your fears, and losing some of your luck through the years past or by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. He's 48, like a studio game, the max time to deal, if he's gonna make a meal, but never will. Silly crosses over the field, filling your head with fantasies, come with me, so the sacrifice you take to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar, in the biz, it's big for people who don't know what it is. Championship for song, funding came from the price of fame, the high, it's a campaign to pay, still trapped in what you rapping about. Tell me what happened when you lost clout, the rap you took started collapsing, no fame, no fame, no respect, no change, no women and everybody.
People see rock star, you know what I'm saying? But you're still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know. You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. There's gonna be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know it. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some serious.
Can have my half big dreams. I'm making rich clean. Big shot, heavy hitter on the mason. You wanna look trendy? Here's a Bentley. Be a star, man, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brain. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get sick by the media fans. Things never stay the same way they began. I heard that some never get fooled to the bullet. That's why fools end up standing on the bullet. Like everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome ring shine. So you want to roll far and live long. It ain't all that cold red being a rock star. I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homie. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. And they show me no love to Tony. Gotta get the boat only, so the record gets pushed by Tony. I'm in the middle like Tony in the press and that. My own people that know me in the best way back is to keep their head straight, never inflate the cranium. Just too worried about them honeys at the palladium. We just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, hold off the whole so long. To the next rock superstar with no shame. Give them a year and they'll be right out the game. The same as the last one who came before him. Gained fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him. This ain't easy, take it from Weezy. Cheesy people wanna be so cheesy to people.
All right. Now, because of friggin' Windows 98, I got to go through extra work here. So, Dash, why don't you go ahead and entertain the listeners while I get the theme queued up?
All right. Is the title way down another fat beat?
What?
Rap? Should I rap a little bit? Maybe.
Yeah. That would be great, actually.
About some rhymes?
Start busting some rhymes.
Okay.
Oh, darn. I got it all set up. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Hackermind.
Hello.
Okay, now I must be very careful with the microphone.
Why is that? Did it mess up again this week?
Dash, I have to put the microphone down.
You put the microphone down.
All right, here we go.
We're touching the microphone.
Oh, it moved a little. I don't know. Getting kind of nervous here.
Hopefully it didn't stop working.
I hope not. Are you recording this? Can you hear?
I'm recording this, but I'm not listening. I'm talking.
You're not listening. Well, I guess that's a good thing. But if you can get into the chat room, that would be great. Yeah, because this microphone, as everybody knows, is it's sent straight from hell to torment us.
Delicate. It's fragile.
Very. I definitely am going to get a new one as soon as I can, because...
You're right.
What's that?
You got to treat it right.
Treat it... No. Actually, the exact opposite. When I treat it right, when I leave it sitting there, I come back, I hit record, and I get nothing but static.
Okay, cool. It's one of those. It's into that. It wants to be around, so it'll work a little bit, right?
Yeah, it does, because then when I whack it against the desk, it works.
Yeah, so it's into that. All right, I see.
It likes to be beaten, because that's the only thing that'll make it work. But hop into irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind, and let us know if the show is airing.
Yeah, I think it is, though.
I certainly hope so. If you're in the chat right now, Dash, you can probably tell by the way people are acting.
Yeah, they're not acting unusual.
If they're saying what the hell is this, then we know it's on the air.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. But okay. You took my advice. You got rid of Windows XP, didn't you?
Yes, and because of that, I can no longer broadcast to two separate streams.
And why is that?
Well, I'm no Windows 98 expert, but I'm assuming that it will only let the microphone broadcast to one place at a time.
What happens when you try to?
Well, when you're connected to one stream already, and then you try to connect to another. For example, I'm connected to Rant Radio right now, and normally I would connect to the Live 365 stream, even though no one can tune into it. I would do that just to record the show. I mean, there are other ways to record, but I'll get to that later. When I am connected to the stream and try to connect to another one, it won't let me. So I connected to the Live 365 stream, then I tried Rant Radio, but it wouldn't connect. So then I switched it around just to, you know, try to fix it. I started up Rant Radio, it connected, and then I tried connecting to Live 365, and that wouldn't connect. So it just gives it that one little bit of space, and it won't let you do anything else with it. You can only broadcast to one thing at a time.
Well, we found another drawback to Windows 98.
Oh, my. If I gave you all the drawbacks that I've found since downgrading to 98, not that, you know, I shouldn't sound like I'm a big Microsoft supporter, but I'm sorry. I've realized now that XP is better than 98.
Okay, why did you downgrade then?
Well, first of all, it was my computer was really filling up with a lot of crap, and also I wanted to try all this stuff that you were telling me about.
You didn't succumb to peer pressure, did you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
My computer was it was getting on the fritz anyway. You know, it had been up and running for a long time, doing a lot. So I said, well, what the hell? I got this little network up now, so I can just send some files to another machine, and I won't lose anything. So why not?
Yeah.
So I did a little I tried to do, and actually that comes later. First of all, I just F-disked the thing. Got rid of the partition. Well, actually, I used Linux FDisk to get rid of it because, in case you don't know, NTFS partitions are a bitch to get rid of.
I haven't really dealt with any.
Yeah, well, if you ever have an NT-like operating system, which is XP,
or it could be 2000 if you want.
Well, if the hard drive is NTFS, you are not going to get rid of that with FDisk. I mean, maybe you can, but I've never been able to.
What'd you do?
I used the Linux. I used the Linux FDisk or partitioner or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that was able to wipe it out. Or you could use Partition Magic, and that will get rid of it. But
what is it called? FIPS? Is that it? FIPS?
You mean the Linux partition?
Yeah.
I
don't remember what it was called. I think it's FIPS.
I don't know. I do it the easy way. Okay, there's the partitioner. Delete.
Yeah.
Everything gone. Why do you have to make things complicated, Dash?
You know, you got to make things complicated. You got to get in there, and you got to ask the tough questions.
Well, we'll leave those tough questions to you. But yeah, I now have 98.
Okay.
So, of course, 98 does have some advantages. More things seem to work with it. and you don't have to worry about those compatibility issues. I know everyone tells me, well, Screamer, you know, you can make it work in 98 mode when you're using XP. You can play something in like as though you were using Windows 98, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
I see.
Yeah, so...
I have no experience with XP, so I don't know.
Well, now I have 98, and aside from having to restart after every little move I make, it crashes like an SOB. And I'm getting kind of nervous here. I wonder if it can go an hour without crashing.
Well, it better. Goddamn well better.
Well, that's why when we do Han 2, I want to make sure that I have three computers right now. They're named Erebus, Thanatos, and Hades. It's my little network here, the Hat Cave. I want to broadcast the live video from Erebus, which is my old 266 computer with 98. That way we can use NetMeeting. I guess that's what we're going to wind up using. Then I want to actually broadcast the audio, which is the important stuff,
yeah,
from this main machine, Thanatos, as I call it. And that will be in charge of all the audio and all the stuff I read, I suppose. And that'll be XP, so that'll be more reliable. At least with XP, if a program has an error on it, it just shuts down the program. It doesn't give you that error message that says, oh, you're screwed, restart.
Yeah.
And then I'll have Hades over here, my laptop with Linux on it, to run IRC. But that will be in July.
Yeah, July.
So now I have... July. So now I have 98 on this machine, like I said, and I can't record. So I hope that... Dash is able to record.
Yeah, I am recording it.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you get disconnected, we're screwed, right?
Oh, well, yeah, kind of.
Do we lose the entire thing if you get disconnected, do we lose the entire thing?
No, we lose however long it takes me to reconnect and get back.
Okay, well, if you get disconnected, you let me know, and we won't do anything. That way, nobody misses anything.
That'll work.
And you can just edit it all together. So let me know if you get booted.
All right, I will.
It's not your fault. We know it's the operating system.
Oh, it's not me. It's my ISP.
It's, well, yeah, that too. So we'll blame the right people here. Let's see what we have. I think, well, I should give the proper introduction. The show is HackerMind.
Yeah, if you haven't guessed or, you know, figured it out by now.
Yeah, and this is your host, Screamer Chaotix. On the phone, we have...
Ash Interrupt, as always, on the phone.
We have the D.
The D. If you want the D, you're going to need me.
How long did it take you to think of that?
With the ass, you're going to need him.
The ass?
S.
You calling me an ass?
S.
Oh, the S. Oh. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dash.
You're welcome.
You make me feel so special.
I think they do want the S.
Yeah. They want the S?
Yeah. And the D.
And the D. The S and the D, huh?
Yeah, kind of have the D. And the H.
Who's the H?
HackerMind.
Oh, okay.
One, you gotta stay with it.
I guess I'm just falling behind. Alrighty, let's see what we have for the folks tonight. Now, there was one thing I wanted to say. Oh, jeez, what is it? Oh, I'm 21.
Oh, no.
I'm 21 years of experience.
Your stores and casinos, watch out.
That is right. You know, I bought liquor the other day.
Oh, no.
For the first time, yeah.
Yeah, it's begun. Probably got a bottle of Jack Daniels sitting right next to you right now, don't you?
No, no.
Right there in case the show gets rough, you know, just take a swig and just wing it, right?
Now, that's an idea. That will come next week.
Okay.
No, I have, I just got that Mike's Hard Iced Tea stuff. You know that commercial with the little head on the shoulder? The evil little head? You got to know that.
No.
You've never seen the Mike's Hard Iced Tea commercial? I seem to have grown a second evil head, and the guy's got a little head on his shoulder going, rah!
No.
Oh, it's a classic. Yeah, so I'm 21 years old, and, well, I go into the liquor store, and the guy did not even card me.
Put the bottle down.
I don't have a bottle. I have a Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, that's what they all say. So he didn't card you, huh?
There's an advertisement right there. No, he didn't card me at all.
Well, they will probably eventually.
I'm looking forward to it because I'm kind of thinking, well, geez, you know, I could have done this a week ago.
Yeah.
If they're not going
to... Never know. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to break the law, and I don't encourage anyone to.
Well, that's you.
All right, let's see what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be having some fun with the Hat Cave. No, not you. Our listeners think that they're going to have fun with the Hat Cave.
Oh, no.
Hell no. No, we're going to be having fun with the Hat Cave and explaining some fun things that you can do with shared files, with Samba, with networks, and even if you don't have your own network, that's fine. You can use someone else's.
Yeah.
You get arrested, but
somebody else's.
It's all good.
Yeah. Now you're encouraging people to break the law.
Oh, no. I just said that should they do that, they'll get arrested, and it's all good.
Should they do that? Okay.
Should they do that? Yeah. But, you know, before I get too off track here, I do want to mention one more thing about Windows 98.
Okay, what about it? What now?
The sound, I can't even say the sound because you just heard audio and it sounds, well, more or less fine.
It does sound fine.
Yeah, but that's because it's coming from Winamp. When I play something in Windows Media Player, it sounds like crap.
Yeah, I know. You told me about this. I don't know what the deal is.
Let me give an example here, and you know, I'm really pushing the limits out here. I'm actually opening up Windows Media Player.
I'll try. Oh no.
Oh dear.
No, it's just computer's gonna crash. People are gonna be mad.
I'd be really pissed if Windows crashes right now.
Oh, blue screen right there.
Oh, don't even tell me about the blue screens. I haven't had any blue screens.
Oh well, that's good.
Not yet, anyway. All right, now here's our theme. Eventually.
It where is it?
Well, let me get to a different spot. You hear that?
I do hear that.
Alright, let me close Media Player. I don't want to push my luck. Now, here is Winamp. Much better.
Much better. I don't know what the problem is.
I know people everywhere are screaming out loud, you need drivers, you need DirectX 8.1, you need everything. But I have all that. I have every single audio driver I can possibly get. I went to Compaq site, I went to Microsoft, I got all the Microsoft updates. I downloaded the... in fact, when I first hooked this up, I didn't have sound. I had to go to Compaq and get a driver for it. Compaq's website, anyway.
So it's only Media Player that does it.
It's Media Player and actually my video cards, Video Player.
Video Player. So it's video and audio.
Yeah.
See.
It's video and audio. Right now, I haven't tried the DivX Player yet. I hope that works.
Hey, what you need to do is you need to try another video player and see if it's just...
I have. I tried Real Player and that plays fine.
Plays fine?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's weird. Very weird.
It is indeed.
Very peculiar.
And I really don't want to go through the whole process of reinstalling Windows just to have it happen again.
You know what you need to do?
What's that?
You need to go put you some XP back on that.
Yeah, but you know, there's a problem there too, because the recovery disk will not put XP back on in the condition that my computer is now in.
Why not?
There is a system save partition.
Oh, man.
That is created in Windows XP, and when you wipe it out and put 98 on, there's no way to put that partition back onto the machine. So you actually have to get a quick restore disk from... Oh, man, Compaq is pissing me off. I'm going to start calling them Com Crap.
Hey, didn't you have to do this before?
No. See, there's...
It seems oddly familiar.
Yeah, it is familiar, but it's a little bit different. Let me just focus on this. I don't want to get confused. What I'm going to have to do is get a quick restore disk to completely restore Windows XP onto this operating system. Or not onto this operating system. I'm getting confused already.
Yeah.
Onto this machine. So I'm going to have to give Compaq $10 just so I can get this operating system back on. Now, why didn't they give that to me to begin with? Because they want more money.
Yeah, they do. They want to get as much money out of you as they possibly can.
Now let's...
Anything in their power to do it.
Now, let's remember what had happened last time.
What happened? It seems like this happened before.
All right. I'm trying to remember what had happened last time. I know... Okay. I remember what happened.
All right, what happened?
I had partitioned my hard drive. I had partitioned an NTFS hard drive, which is stupid. Especially this Windows XP version that I have. Supposedly newer versions work, but no. I had to partition the bad one, and when I restarted, it said that the hard drive, oh man, I don't even remember the error, but it couldn't boot. It said, for my computer's safety, we cannot, it cannot boot up.
Okay.
So, I go online on my laptop, and I'm asking people, what do I do? And they said, oh, you're gonna need a quick restore CD. And I said, alright, I guess, but what I remember doing for that is I had used a Linux CD. I had tried to install Linux on it, and I wiped out the hard drive using that, and then I was able to reinstall it. But wait a minute, how did I get the quick restore? I'm getting confused, Dash.
How'd you get the what?
Yeah, see, they got the quick restore disk, and they have what's the other one? What did I just say?
Quick Restore.
They got Quick Restore. That's the one you have to order. And then they have the Recovery. That's it.
Recovery disk.
They have the Recovery disk. Somehow, when I had that problem... No, you know, I think I'm thinking two different things, Dash. I'm completely lost. All I know is that there was one time when I had a format.
Yeah.
I had to use the Recovery disk, and it worked.
There you go.
But this time when I use the Recovery disk, it just gives me an error, and it says, call customer support. I've never had that happen.
Back in the day, I used to have an old computer by a company named AST, I think it was AST, yeah. And it came with a restore disk, but I didn't need anything else. I just needed that restore disk. It had everything I needed on it. It had Windows 95 on it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have to go through all the crap that you went through.
Well, my older computer did the same thing. They gave you the quick restore, which would allow you to get your machine back no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you drilled a hole through the hard drive, you could get it back.
Yeah.
But nowadays, what they do is they give you a recovery CD that only recovers it, you know, under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
But if you want to completely restore your system, you have to order the quick restore.
Exactly.
CD, and that costs you about $10, maybe $10.
What exactly is on the quick restore?
What exactly is on the quick restore disk?
Is it like the whole operating system, or?
I have no idea, Dash. I don't know anything about recovery disks or
somehow
restores.
The whole operating system is on one of those CDs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. If anybody who's listening knows anything about,
because if it's on a recovery disk and you order that and you said it's only $10. What do you have to give them, like, all the information when you order it?
I have no idea.
I thought you've ordered one before.
No.
Oh, well, okay. Well,
no, they had told me that I needed to.
Well, how about, are you going to?
I guess I'm going to have to. I want to make sure that I have XP.
Right, when you do, find out. I mean, when do you have to give them a whole bunch of information? Or
Unless somebody wants to burn me a copy of Windows XP Home Edition.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Oh, no. See, this is an educational backup.
Educational backup.
Yeah, see, I'm a student, so we make educational backups to learn from.
Well, do they have Windows XP up at that school?
The guy hates it.
Oh, I see.
I don't know, but I can actually probably get Windows 2000 from him. Again, educational backup.
Educational backup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so, anyway, we'll get it up. We'll get it running. Everything will be good, and I'll get rid of this damn 98. But if anybody wants to help and give me advice, point me in the right direction, tell me I'm completely wrong, you can email screamer@hackermind.net. And, well, if you tell me I'm completely wrong, tell me why, please.
Yeah, don't just, you know.
I'm going to get 10 emails that say, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we got some important stuff to talk about before we get to the fun stuff for the night. And this article here that I have is one of the most important ones we have ever read.
Is it really?
Yeah. FBI given broad authority to monitor.
What was that? Repeat it.
FBI given broad authority to monitor.
Yeah, you have to repeat it for, you know, drama effect.
Oh. Washington. The Justice Department sharply eased restrictions on domestic spying Thursday. That's domestic spying Thursday. Handing the FBI broad new authority to monitor internet sites, libraries, churches, and political organizations for clues to terrorist plots. The changes were announced by Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller. Ashcroft, claiming FBI agents in the field have been hampered by a range of bureaucratic restrictions, said the new guidelines would help them do their jobs. These restrictions are a competitive advantage for terrorists, Ashcroft said of existing rules. He said, for instance, that under present guidelines, FBI agents cannot surf the web the way you and I can, and cannot simply walk into public events to observe people and activities. The new guidelines give FBI agents more freedom to investigate terrorism even when they are not pursuing a particular case. President Bush welcomed the overhaul. The FBI needed to change. It was an organization full of fine people who loved America, but the organization didn't meet the times, he said before the guidelines were announced to the public. Mueller said the changes will be exceptionally helpful to us. Usually what's ever exceptionally helpful to them is somehow
very bad for us.
Yes, exactly. Our reforms of the FBI will and must strengthen our ability to prevent future terrorist attacks, the FBI director said. I don't like the sound of that. But the American Civil Liberties Union criticized the loosening of restrictions on domestic spying, saying they could roll back protections and renew abuses of the past under existing rules. FBI agents are not allowed to do general research on the Internet or at public libraries unless the information sought directly relates to a current investigation or to leads being checked out. The new policy, which does not require congressional approval, removes these obstacles. So here we have these obstacles for the FBI, which, I mean, whether you think that this is a good thing or a bad thing, what you got to remember is that the FBI is getting more power without congressional approval. It's basically just being given to them. This is not, you know, this really should not be the way democracy works.
Yeah, it sounds like before, they were basically just saying they can't use the Internet to find out information, which is weird. You know, why can't they use the Internet to find out information about...
Well, unless it relates to a particular case. They can't just go online, see a website that says, I'm a terrorist, and then go arrest the guy.
Oh, okay.
Because if you put up a... Like, for example, they could theoretically go online, see HackerMind, and say, well, we think these people are terrorists. We are now going to pursue them.
I see.
You see what I'm saying? Because...
Do that?
Well, now they can, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now they're passing this bill that allows them to go to libraries, get information on stuff, find people on the Internet, and this basically forces them, it does not force them. It does not force them to have a particular case that they're following. You know, they don't have to be pursuing this known terrorist. They can just say, well, that guy's a terrorist. Well, we think this one's a terrorist. Let's keep an eye on them and monitor them.
You know, I'm a big conspiracy guy.
Yeah, I know. And usually...
be quiet.
Bullshit.
My theory on that, I think they were doing that, all this stuff before this, you know, they say they let them. I think they were doing it before, you know. I mean, what's stopping them?
Oh, that's not really a conspiracy. That's just...
I guess.
It's just like a...
I mean, I think they were doing it before they even gave them these...
When we say they, when you say they, Dash...
I say they.
Who do you mean?
I guess him. Ashcroft. Or them, yeah.
Well, John Ashcroft is giving...
Ashcroft, you know, just the government.
The government. The entire government. All the millions of people in government. Every one of them did it.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
You mentioned John Ashcroft and...
Yeah, he's the one that's giving them these rights.
And George Bush.
Yeah, that's the President of the United States saying this is cool.
So if you want to name specific.
So you think that the President and John Ashcroft went on the Internet finding terrorists?
Do I think they're on the Internet finding terrorists?
You just said that.
No, I think they... Okay, now I'm confused. You got me all backwards here.
You're saying that the FBI has been doing this all along?
Yes, I think they have.
But what you're saying is a bit too broad. I mean, I would be certain that, okay, an agent or two, or maybe even 100 or 1,000 did this. But, you know, to say that, well, the FBI, every single FBI branch in the United States of America was this rotten and this dirty.
Oh, not every single person. Of course not every single person.
Well, that's why you got to clarify these conspiracies.
Clarifying a few.
Yeah.
At least one.
Obviously. Obviously, someone has done this. Someone's done a lot worse than this, too.
Obviously, not everyone has done this.
Yeah. Well, now it's being passed into law, and that's the way it sounds to me, that they can now go online and basically find stuff. You know, hey, this doesn't look too good. Let's go after them. Even though we're not pursuing them, let's get some get some info on that person.
Yeah, pretty much.
Watch out, Dash. You and those crazy cartoons of yours.
Yeah, I know, man. They're going to come after me for those cartoons again, even though I haven't made any.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter, Dash. You know, you did a long time ago, so.
I did a long time ago, and I was prosecuted for it.
You're going down for that again.
Again?
Yeah, again, Dash. You
I was
heard
about to
me.
Pay for the same crime.
Yeah, well, they'll get you on the, what is it? They get you a civil trial.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or if you already have one of those, they'll get you a federal one, a criminal one.
They'll give me any kind of trial I want.
No, they won't do that.
They'll hook me up, right?
Well, you can keep thinking that. you just live in your happy place.
All right, and you keep drinking that beer.
I don't have beer, Dad.
Sure. You can't fool me, and you can't fool the listeners. We all know you got like a six-pack.
No,
right?
I can't fool the listeners, you're right.
Bottle of Jack Daniels. You're chasing them with, like, Coke and stuff. We know what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds like you've had a few yourself.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty, let's, we got some viewer mail.
Yes, we did.
Yes, now this is some surprising viewer mail.
It's surprising and good.
Yes, this letter, this email that me and Dash both received comes from Douglas Thomas. He, if you don't know, would be the author of a book that we reviewed on this show, Hacker Culture.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in Freedom Downtime.
We got an email from the author of that book.
Yes, we did.
I haven't read it personally, but, you know.
Thanks for clarifying that. Yes, we did. You know, I feel kind of bad now because I only gave it like a half-assed review. You know, I started saying some stuff about it because I was only like halfway through it. It was all good stuff, but I never really completed that. I never said that I finished it, did I? I don't think I did.
I don't really remember.
Well, I read the whole thing. It's an excellent book. I highly recommend you go out and pick it up because it really presents hackers in a way I like. You know, most people will try to shove something down your throat. They'll come up to you and they'll say, you know, hackers are good or hackers are bad.
Yeah.
But this book merely presents the facts in a very easily understood way.
They need to share it. You need to send it my way.
I need to share it. Dash, we have the author listening, and you want me to share the book.
Yeah, I think I said that on the other show, too, so I'm pretty sure he knows all about it.
Well. No, I think you can shell out $20. I mean, the guy wrote to you.
Yeah, he did. He did write to us. I guess I could buy his book.
Dash is talking about piracy, writing right in front of the person who wrote it.
Not piracy. It's like you're the library and I'm borrowing a book.
Yes, well, I knew that. Just Dash, the book is good. So I'm gonna tell everyone else. I highly recommend it. So go pick it up and.
Are you gonna read the letter?
Yes, I will. All
right.
I just want to give the book the proper credit because I never really did. I just kind of said, yeah, it's good. The guy likes Frack and talking about MOD. Well, it documents MOD and LOD. It talks about Kevin Mitnick. It talks about David Polson. Yeah, Kevin Polson. And it talks about Frack. It talks about hacker movies. And the best part of it is the underlying message that people today in the general public are not really afraid of hackers. They're afraid of what they don't understand. They're afraid of their confusion of technology. They don't understand these things, and that's what they fear. When you have someone using Windows 95 all the time, and then someone comes up and knows what that machine is doing behind the pretty GUI, GUI.
GUI.
Then that person who is using 95 is probably going to be scared because you know a lot more than they do, or the hacker knows a lot more than they do. And that's really like the underlying message in the book, and it also touches upon how hackers use secrecy, but they're also against secrecy. That's very interesting. And so give it a read. It's called Hacker Culture by Douglas Thomas, and the author had this to say. Screamer and Dash, I just happened across your show and found you discussing my book, Hacker Culture, on a past episode. It sounds like you enjoyed what you had read. It was nice to hear comments from someone who's actually part of the scene. I hope you managed to get to the end and pass it along. Well, all right, Dash, I will pass it along.
You passed it along.
I was really glad to hear your assessment, as I worked really hard to keep things balanced and accurate. And you are right, I do love Frack. I've been reading it since I was online with my Atari 400 and 300 baud modem. In those days, sprint codes were 4 digits long, and I think they still are. And the first and third number were the same. I wouldn't be surprised if that was still the same. Thanks for letting people know about the book. It is important to me that it gets into the hands of the people who will enjoy it most. Best regards, Doug. Once again, that comes to us from Douglas Thomas, Associate Professor, Annenberg School for Communication, University of Southern California, and author of Hacker Culture.
Indeed. That's a nice letter.
Yes, it is. So you never know who's listening, Dash.
Oh, you never know. Exactly like you said last week.
I'm getting scared. I'm really shaking in my boots now because I don't know who's listening. Dash, who's listening?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. All I know is I'm talking and somebody's hearing it.
Yeah, but who?
Ooh, I don't know. Only when they come out of the woodwork and, you know, talk to you do you know who's listening.
Yeah. That's a really scary, scary thought.
That's scary, so much as...
Same. I wouldn't be surprised if that was still the same. Thanks for letting people know about the book. It is important to me that it gets into the hands of the people who will enjoy it most. Best regards, Doug. Once again, that comes to us from Douglas Thomas, Associate Professor, Annenberg School for Communication, University of Southern California, and author of Hacker Culture.
Indeed. That's a nice letter.
Yes, it is. So you never know who's listening, Dash.
Oh, you never know. Exactly like you said last week.
I'm getting scared. I'm really shaking in my boots now because I don't know who's listening. Dash, who's listening?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. All I know is I'm talking and somebody's hearing it.
Yeah, but who?
Ooh, I don't know. Only when they come out of the woodwork and, you know, talk to you do you know who's listening.
Yeah. That's a really scary, scary thought.
That's scary, so much as...
on the 24 kbps
okay
stream.
So we're back on?
Well, we are on... No, actually, I'm not broadcasting yet. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. We are on the 24 kbps stream.
Okay, good.
So now let me get the faster stream up. Okay. And stream 2 is back online.
Okay, good.
So I'm not sure if you have to restart the recording.
I'm going to anyway.
All right, sounds good. Make sure you don't lose the other part there. All right, everything going good?
Okay.
Are we all set? Everybody in the chat happy?
I think so. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Okay. So are we back?
Yeah, we are back online. Now let's just say that we got through that one. Windows 98 did not beat us.
Didn't. We're stronger than that.
We are. But, yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. A little bit shorter than I had planned because we just had that technical screw-up. But we will be right back, and we're going to have some network fun.
Okay, good.
Am I really a spaceman? Thank you.
Okay, Windows 98 tried to defeat us, but we weren't having it.
Stronger than that. We will survive.
We will. But you see, that's how you got to stay cool. That's how you get through these things. You got to stay cool.
You can't go crazy or anything. You got to stay cool.
Yeah, exactly. One step at a time. And that's why I want to get XP back on this machine, because I don't want that sort of thing happening at Han 2. But, you know, even if it does, it's no big deal. I mean, we can just shut it down, restart, get everything back up and running. But you don't want to have to do that.
You don't. It's a hassle.
You don't want to have to, but, well, if
never
you
know.
Do, yeah, you know. Before we get into the fun stuff, I just want to mention that, did you hear about Carnivore?
What about it?
Excuse me, DCS 1000.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. I'll just go through it really quickly. An internal FBI memo says agents destroyed evidence gathered in investigation involving Osama bin Laden's network after its email wiretap system mistakenly captured information to which the agency was not entitled. So the FBI was trying to get Osama bin Laden's email, apparently, and it got other people's email, innocent people's. Now, this is what we've been talking about since the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the FBI got email that it wasn't supposed to, and the FBI software not only picked up the emails of its target, but also picked up emails on non-covered targets. Now, they still call them targets, even though they're not targets. Said a March 2000 memo to agency headquarters in Washington. What? March 2000? My God, this happened 2 years ago, and now we find out about it?
March 2000?
Yeah.
I thought this was recent.
Oh, this article is recent.
Yeah.
But this occurrence happened a while ago.
I see.
The FBI technical person was apparently so upset that he destroyed all the email take, including the take on the suspect. Yeah, all right, whatever that means. But
destroyed everything, including what they needed.
No, they wiped out everything, including what they needed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not too smart. maybe some smarter people up in that FBI.
Well, yeah, but I think we need to maybe stop using Carnivore because a bunch of innocent people got their email read.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been saying since the beginning, you know, Carnivore could be used against you and I.
It can be used against anybody, but...
And now it is.
Or, and Magic Lantern and all those FBI tools, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. You hear about them in the news, and then time goes by, and you don't hear anything else about them.
Yeah, but that does not mean that they're not in use.
No, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people just, they hear about it, and then they just forget it.
And speaking of which, I listened to an old Off the Hook. It was their 5-hour episode a couple weeks back. Did you hear about this this guy in Nissan? I think his name is, don't laugh, I think his name is Uzi Nissan.
Uzi Nissan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he owns Nissan.com, which is Nissan Computers. And, of course, Nissan Motor Company, the car people, are suing the hell out of him.
I see.
Yeah, apparently they sent a guy to his house asking, all right, name your price. How much do you want for the domain? The guy said it's not for sale. The guy keeps on pestering him, you know, insisting, no, just give us a price. Just give us a price. The guy doesn't want to sell the domain. Finally, the guy says, all right, $15
million. Yeah.
$15 million. Do you see now I don't want to sell it? So that guy, who kept pestering him for the price, goes, calls an attorney. The attorney calls Mr. Nissan and tells him that that Nissan Motor Company is going to sue him for about $10 million worth of damages because he is cyber squatting and demanding $15 million for that site.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's completely stupid. That guy was there first, and he has a legitimate reason for the website. That's stupid.
And also, Mr. Nissan said that the guy that was sent to talk to him to ask for a price actually already had his name signed out on a complaint against Mr. Nissan a day before he went to demand money. So basically, it's like they knew that they were going to sue him for cyber squatting, but first they had to get him demanding money. So they send the guy out to ask for money, and finally when he says, all right, fine, $15 million, then boom, they got him.
Yeah.
They set him up.
They did. They set him up.
So go to NissanDriven.com, and you can contact Nissan, and not Nissan.com, though. That's the computer guy. He's the good guy.
Those bastards at Nissan, they set him up. That's
NissanDriven.com, and let him know how you feel about that. Let them know how you feel about them pushing people around. But right now it's time for fun stuff.
All right, good. Fun stuff. Sounds good.
Time for fun stuff. Now, we've talked about shared files, we've talked about networks, we've talked about all sorts of things in the show. We're going to combine them together and see what we can do. Of course, you know, right now this might not be the greatest thing for the listeners because it's not audio.
Yeah, it's not audio, but we'll try to give you some commentary.
Yeah, we'll give commentary, and maybe you can try it if you have your own network, or you know you want to just experiment. So here's the deal. Here's what I'm gonna have Dash do.
Yeah, I get to go in the Hat Cave.
Yeah, Dash gets to go in the Hat Cave. There, a few lucky people get to go in there, but it's a rarity. All right, here's the thing. I was sitting in school one day, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if my download is done. I was downloading a file off of Kazaa, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if it's done.
Right.
Well, I have no way of knowing. I mean, granted, I could just come home and find out, but where's the fun in that? I wanted to think of a way to find out whether or not it was done. So I decided, well, all I have to do is make my download folder from Kazaa be a shared folder on my local area network. You know, I have two Windows machines right now, both of them running 98, and one Linux machine. So what I can do is make the folder that Kazaa downloads to be a shared folder on my local area network. Then files will download to that location. Okay, so how could Dash see if that file it was there yet? Well, he can't connect to me through NetBIOS directly because he's not on my local area network. And, well, actually, no one is aside from me because I have a router. But he could use Samba.
Yeah.
Samba, a tool on Linux.
Samba.
But he would have absolutely no way of reaching, well, I shouldn't say absolutely no way, someone's bound to find a way, of reaching my computer where I have the shared folder from the outside world, because I'm not stupid enough to allow my router to have that port open. Because once I open up port 139, boom, anybody on my local area network or anywhere on the internet can come in and see my shared files, and I'm not going to do that.
So, how do I get Dash in? Well, I do have Telnet open on my laptop. So what I want Dash to do right now is see if this will work. Now, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Dash, I want you to Telnet into the Hat Cave.
Go into the Hat Cave.
Now, when you hit the router at the outside of the Hat Cave, it will have port 23 open.
The Hat Cave, ooh, yeah.
Now, I suppose I could leave a shared directory open. I could have port 139 open on my router, and it'll be nice and simple as long as I password protect the shared folder, but I really don't want to do that. It seems a little bit too open. I'd rather put in this extra step.
I am in the Hat Cave.
Dash is logged into the Hat Cave. Now, Dash, what I want you to do is use Samba.
I'd rather just hack your shit.
Well, because you can't, Dash.
Sure.
Use Samba to get into the machine named Erebus.
Yep. Got my keys all messed up. Okay, there we go. Erebus.
Okay, now it is password protected.
Alrighty. Let me get the IP address right on here.
Dash, it's 192.168.2.29.
Okay.
And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because that's an internal IP. So go ahead. Yeah, somebody out there, go ahead and ping that right now. Go ahead. No, go ahead. No, seriously. All right, Dash, are you there? Are you having any problems?
Hang on one second, my friend.
You typed it wrong, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Remember, SMB client, go to Erebus, and folder HackerMind.
Hey. Failed, call name not present, failed, call name not present.
What are you getting?
SMB server failed, call name not present.
All right, let's see here. I'm going to go on my laptop here, see if I can do it. All right, let's see what we get. Erebus, HackerMind, Captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
Called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I am getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up.
All right.
It's small. Just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer through my router into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say Dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know, maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I found, so conceivably, if your shared folder was set to
right.
that, I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee or nervous. HackerMind.
Wait, never mind. I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
Called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I am getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades. But you notice it didn't say Dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But, I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But, damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
I found, conceivably,
if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right.
that, I could check. I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done. Go home and.
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee or Narvaez. Hackermind.
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
It's called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I'm getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, Hackermind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades. But you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But, I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But, damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
Just I did get into, and I found... So, conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to...
Right.
That I could check, I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done. Go home and.
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee or Narvaez. Hackermind.
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
It's called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I'm getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up.
Right.
It's small. Just cat it.
And it says, Hackermind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades... Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know, maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found, I so conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right.
that, I could check. I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee or Narvaez. Hackermind.
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
It's called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I'm getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, Hackermind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But, I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But, damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found... So, conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to...
Right.
That I could check. I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say, yee, or nervous, hacker mind, captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see, one file. What's it called?
It's called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay, get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I'm getting it. And I got it.
All right, open it up. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades. But you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But, I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But, damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found... So, conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to...
Right.
That I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee, or nervous, hacker mind, captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see, one file. What's it called?
It's called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay, get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I'm getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up.
Right.
It's small. Just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades... Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know, maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I found, so conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right.
that, I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee, or nervous, hacker mind, captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see, one file. What's it called?
It's called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay, get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I'm getting it. And I got it.
All right, open it up. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades. But you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But, I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But, damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found... So, conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to...
Right.
That I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee, or nervous, hacker mind, captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
Called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I am getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up.
All
right. It's small. Just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades.
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades. But you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something. But
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found, so conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right. That,
I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you, can email me back and say, yeah, or, nervous, HackerMind, Captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in, my bad, I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
Called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I am getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up.
All
right. It's small. Just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer through my router... Into Hades.
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know, maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I found, conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right. That,
I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yeah or nervous. HackerMind.
Wait, never mind. I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file. What's it called?
Called atm.txt. It's a text file.
Okay. Get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I am getting it. And I got it.
All right. Open it up. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades.
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades. But you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it, it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something. But
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found, so conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right. That,
I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you, can email me back and say, yeah, or nervous, HackerMind, Captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in, my bad, I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see one file, what's it called?
Called atm.txt, it's a text file.
Okay, get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally. Get it.
I am getting it. and I got it.
All right, open it up. Right. It's small, just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found, so conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right.
that, I could check. I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you, can email me back and say, yee, or Narvez, HackerMind, Captain.
Wait, never mind, I'm in, my bad, I got it.
You typed it wrong?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
One file.
You see, one file, what's it called?
Called atm.txt, it's a text file.
Okay, get it.
Okay.
I mean that literally, get it.
I am getting it. And I got it.
All right, open it up.
Right.
It's small, just cat it.
And it says, HackerMind is on the air.
Yes, it is. Now, you just went from your computer, through my router, into Hades. Which
Hades,
is,
I went into Hades.
Yeah, you were in Hades, but you notice it didn't say dash at Hades. It used to say that, but every time I run SMB client or Samba, it always gives me a hostname lookup failure. It's like it actually does a DNS request to find out if this hostname is legit. But I mean, it's a local thing. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
But damn it won't accept anything except localhost. I don't know, maybe I installed it wrong or something, but
anyways,
it always does this to me.
Back to what we were doing.
Ooh, don't.
I did get into, and I found, so conceivably, if your Kazaa shared folder was set to
right.
that, I could check. I could go in there and check and see if your file was there.
Yes, you could.
I could tell you, hey man, your file's done, go home and...
I could email you. You can email me back and say yee or Narvez, HackerMind, Captain.
Wait, never mind. I'm in. My bad. I got it.
You typed it wrong.